You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello. So if you guys are tuning in, this is the AfterBuzz recap for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And this happens to be the finale episode slash part one of the reunion. So
only one left.
Only one left. I can't believe it's the end of a season. But this was quite a finale episode. We have a lot to dig into. So without further ado, I'm going to just go around the room so everybody can introduce themselves. To my left.
Hey, guys. I'm Susan Hun.
I'm Natalie Haller.
I am Mari Fagel.
And I will say that Natalie Haller is our guest host. Natalie has joined us for quite a few other shows for the Housewives because she does a show here in L.A. It's called The Real Drunk Housewives of the San Fernando Valley. So Natalie's a super fan, and she loves to join us.
And we always love.
And we love having her here.
Friend of the Housewives after buzzers.
She's friend of the Housewives because Giselle wasn't able to join us tonight, so Natalie graciously stepped in. And you can find me, Deanna Vaughn, on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number two, Girl TV. So let's dig in, y'all. Okay, so this is the finale episode. This is basically part two of... Oh, you're
let's
taking the popcorn away?
Figuratively and literally.
Okay. Yes. Well, we've got... For all of you guys who can't see us, we have some popcorn out here, and I love eating the popcorn here at AfterBuzz Studios, so you might hear a few, like, you know, crunchy, 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 pop, pop. but, you know what? I want to remind you guys, please be sure to download our show on iTunes. It's 100% free. All you have to do is just find us, you know, AfterBuzz Recap, Housewives, download us free. Please make comments. We love your comments. We read them on iTunes as well as YouTube. And whether they're good, they're bad, they're indifferent, if you want to call us names, whatever, we encourage you to comment because we really read them and we take your feedback. And it only makes us, you know, it gives you better shows and it makes us better hosts. And it's good all the way around, right, you guys?
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
All right. Yes, but for the person who called me Valley Girl Voice Gone Bad, screw you. Go on.
You know, let's not make fun of people's voices.
Hell to the knob!
Yes!
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
no personal digs, please.
Yeah, no personal digs, but we definitely encourage, if you've got something to say, if you've got, you know, some kind of feedback that you wish we would have said, or you didn't like that we said something, then
I mean, you know what,
it.
You guys, you know, I've gotten complaints about my cursing, too much cursing. I definitely toned it down. We listen to you guys.
So much better.
But for however many complaints you get, you also get compliments on
your
cursing. A lot of people like it. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, we listen to your guys' feedback.
We
do. Good, bad, or indifferent. Yeah. You know, we listen.
We do. And at the end of the day, you can't please everybody. And please remember, it's all about our opinions, and we're super fans just like you, okay? So we're just dishing, talking like girlfriends. Okay, we wasted too much time on this.
Let's go.
So, let's go. The finale. Woo, woo, hoo!
Mm-hmm. And let me announce we have a special caller calling in.
Let's not say who it is.
Yay! We do have a special caller. He's going to be calling in. They are going to be calling in the next 10 minutes, just so I'm forewarning you.
Okay, let's go.
Well, let's get a little bit of this out on the table before our caller calls in. So, first of all, what did you guys think about Yolanda basically forcing Marissa to, you know, come clean about what she said about Brandy?
Yolanda was super aggressive in this episode. We've seen her
We've seen her slowly build.
We've seen her definitely slowly build, and she is built. She started off the season being very judgmental, very, Beverly Hills. And you know what? She's quite an instigator herself. She might maybe be a little bit more elegant in how she instigates, but she's definitely an instigator.
See,
it's Brandy's business. Now, when did Brandy ever need anybody to be her mouthpiece? Brandy could have came up to Marissa herself.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yolanda did not have to take that step.
I see it as her being loyal, and I think that it took her a long time to develop the friendships and the loyalties, and once she did, I can totally tell that Yolanda has the type of character that if she's your friend, she will defend you. And also, Brandy wasn't there for when Marissa made those comments, mm-hmm. so it's a little bit more difficult for her to confront Marissa about it because she wasn't there and she didn't see it. I think that was just Yolanda being a good friend. I feel she's like a mama bear. Like, I would want her in my corner.
And I'm going to agree with Mari. I'm not going to agree with you.
You don't have to agree with me.
I know I have to agree with you. I know. But no, I agree with Mari. I think, first of all, Brandy wasn't there when the comments were made. So it's
But when are the actual girls ever there when a comment is made about that person? It's not like, oh my God, Brandy wasn't there. Someone made a comment.
Well, and I feel
this
like,
has been going on the past three seasons. They make a comment when the person isn't there. And therefore, so is it okay? So why isn't it okay? And I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Why isn't it okay for Kyle or Camille to defend Adrian when she isn't there?
I didn't say it wasn't okay. I just didn't see it in that regard. I saw it as Yolanda kind of standing up for Brandy because Brandy was not there in that moment.
And I get that, but I don't think Yolanda should have been like this come to Jesus meeting at Lisa Vanderpump's party.
Yeah, because I think that Marissa, when she said it at Adrian's party, it was kind of like, oh, haha, you guys look at what that bitch texted me. Like, she's so crazy or whatever. Can you believe it? Almost like trying to bond with the other women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Yolanda is like, no, mm-mm. You know, Yolanda definitely is like a mama bear. I mean, she is like,
she did,
no,
because
she's not.
But that was more than an oh, ha, ha, I'm going to try to bond with these women. She was trying to bond with them by talking
Brandy.
Shit
Absolutely.
About Brandy. Marissa claims like, oh, I just thought it was funny and whatever. That is not how it came off. She like wanted to be a popular girl by throwing Brandy under the bus.
And
then
I
when
understand.
Yolanda finally confronted her about it, she kind of like took a back seat.
And that I understand. And Yolanda did what she did as a loyal friend there because Brandy wasn't present. That's being loyal. But to be like, come here and forcing two grown-ass women to speak about it at somebody else's housewarming / vow renewal, I just don't think that that was being loyal. I just think that that was instigating. Brandy already came in, guns blazing. She had shit on her mind that she had to get out there. And she was like, so who's the bitch that says I would F any guy? Or, you know, because she had heard back from Yolanda. So Brandy was going to do her confronting either way, whether Yolanda stepped in or not. I just thought it was a little kind of, yes, mama bear, or would you say it's a little condescending? Like, you guys need to talk, right? It's like, you need to fall back a little bit. It's like,
see,
her proving her loyalty, she already did at Adrian's party. For her to bring it up at Lisa's party, I thought was a little too much.
See, she was so inoffensive to me because the second Faye stepped in, and I know we will get to that. Even if I had thought Yolanda had come off strong, anyone looks like a little nice yes. weakling
right.
that compared to Faye, who's like,
okay,
evil
well,
is evil.
Here, let's just wrap this up.
Okay.
Unless Natalie, you have something to add to this, but let's wrap it up. I was impressed. Well, I don't know if impressed is too strong of a word, but I liked that Marissa. She came clean.
Mm-hmm.
She owned what she said. You know, she said it, and it was over. And then they moved on. So
but
I
she's
did
been
like,
doing that all season.
Mm-hmm.
All season, Marissa says something, and then somebody calls her out on mm-hmm. it, and she's like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
I just say it how I think it at
yes.
the time.
I think
that's kind of Marissa's way.
Marissa tries to please people,
right.
and I think that
Whoever's
she
there.
Changes her...
Her tone.
It changes
yeah.
everything mm-hmm. based off of the person to
exactly.
please them.
I agree.
So I just
I agree.
Don't think it's very sincere or genuine.
So you didn't think it was sincere at all? You think she just
no,
got
she
caught
on the fly? She was backstepping.
Okay.
She was like,
she was
oh, you know, I thought it was funny. Oh, you know, I didn't take it seriously. And oh, you
and
know,
I
do say those things about my
yes.
husband. I've said that before.
And
ha
I,
ha.
And I appreciate how
know.
Yolanda called her out on that. But
yeah.
I don't think that it was Yolanda's place to be like, now listen, why don't you tell her what you said? I just... you know, if Yolanda was correcting Marissa and say, wait a minute, that's not how you came off, that I understand. But it kind of felt like it was Yolanda's battle, and that's where I'm saying that Yolanda should have kind of stayed in her lane. You know, it was okay for Yolanda to be like, wait a minute, Marissa, you know you didn't say it like that. Let's keep it real. But she did above and beyond that. So I just thought that was a little overwhelming.
Okay. Great.
So that's where I'm coming from with the whole Yolanda thing.
And there's one thing that Yolanda said that I actually like. She said, and she said it about or towards Marissa. She said, you know, don't ever pull a girl out if you really like her. It's going to, you know, end up losing your trust. And I actually agreed with her.
Yeah, I agree with her too.
You know, and that's what Marissa did. You know, she kind of called her out when Brandy wasn't around to defend herself.
And Brandy asked that question, like, why couldn't you just ask me? Like, why did you have to bring... And that's it. That should have been the conversation. It shouldn't have been, like, Yolanda playing referee. It should have just been...
At the same time, though, I think we've all been there before. Like, you're in a situation with a girlfriend or something has happened. You happen to be around another group of girlfriends and you just want to vent. And you're just like, damn, can you believe what she just sent me? You know, sometimes you need another ear. You need, you know, somebody else to, like...
It's not like that text just came through at that party and that she was like, oh, can you believe that just happened to me? I feel like Marissa went there with a plan. Like, she got the text maybe, like, days before and then went to the party and was like, can you believe what Brandy texted me in a way? Because she knew she was at Adrian's party. She knew she'd have an audience to bash Brandy and that she would be liked for it.
Now, we're just going to kind of hop around a little bit,
right?
Fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I was really ready to come over here and rip Faye's vagina apart. But I don't know if you guys saw Watch What Happens Live. It was Faye and Adrian's. I was going to rip them both apart. But Watch What Happens Live, they had to be there. They had to be there because it was the finale. Because I was like, why the hell?
Just because you have to be there doesn't mean you have to go up to someone and say, you're not a lady.
Well, not that part. But the whole, why is Adrian there? Why is she coming to someone's party and ruining the...
Well... Funny enough, we were talking about that right before we went live, is that, well, for the viewer who doesn't know that, okay? So for the viewer, like, because I know as I was watching and not knowing that they had to be there, I'm like, how dare
she? Yeah, me
too.
I was like, how dare she?
How dare you show up? Not only is it a party, at least it's a party, but it's a vow renewal. Mm-hmm. So for you to show up knowing the situation that, you know, you're in, you've just been served papers, you know, to leave, you know, to get a divorce, whatever.
And you don't even come and say hello to Lisa.
Yeah, you don't even greet the host.
No, you just sit on the couch. Like, come on, girl.
That was still wrong. Yeah. Whether she had to be there or not. That was just low class.
You sit on the couch and you suck all the energy from
everybody. I just want to explain to fans that, like, I know that you said it, but she had to go because it was the finale and she was required to go, and Paul served her with the papers on the day that he knew that she had to be filming. And so, like, she was required to go to this event, but I do agree with you. Like, she should have gone up to Lisa, even if she's, like, crying and whatever.
Yeah, no,
also, can I just, like, on a side note, say, why was Kyle crying, like, even harder than Adrian? Like, it was so
weird. That was unbelievable. Like, it was so weird.
She was crying harder than Adrian. And, like, because last week I said, I want to know what led Kyle to cry so much. Yeah. She started crying the second she saw Adrian. She's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and at the reunion, like, so Kyle says, Adrian and I aren't even that great of friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the hell was that about?
Her eye makeup was not smudged. I'm just saying.
There was a little bit on the side. Just a little bit.
Because there was a lot of sounds, but I didn't
Kyle
see
Kyle is a professional crier. She cries in every episode. Yeah.
Hang on for a second. Two things. First of all, yes, we know that Kyle tends to be a very emotional woman, and she will cry at the drop of the dime. But two, where I will give her a little bit of flexibility is that when you do hear about, you know, the demise of a marriage of a friend, it does, you know, probably make you a little sad. And it makes you think about maybe your own relationship.
And I agree with that. But this wasn't like, you know, like, as girlfriends, I have so much empathy and sympathy. It was like, boo-hoo. Like, why is she crying
harder
more
than Adrian?
Yes. So that's why it was a little like, okay.
You didn't think it was genuine.
Well, I'm not saying that it wasn't genuine, but you already have Adrian coming in here, taking the spotlight from Lisa, and then here's Kyle. It's like, come on, ladies. It's really selfish.
And
come
I just say, just because Faye was required to go to that party does not at all justify the fact that her behavior. But
can we get a drum roll, please?
ladies, we have our special caller. Caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I don't know if I have the right show. I was calling Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm dying to talk about Kyle.
Okay, what's first of all, what's your name?
My name is Penelope.
Hi, Penelope. Okay, so...
Hi, how are you?
Good. So,
okay, so I've never been Team Kyle, but at the reunion from the first season, okay. I really started to hate her. Mm-hmm. In this season, I absolutely, positively cannot stand Kyle. Mm. I'm so ready for her to go. I think she was wrong for bringing Faye to Lisa's vow renewal. Like, why would she do that? She knows Faye stirs up shit.
Well, we actually just were talking about the fact that Faye, because she's a quote-unquote friend of the housewife, she was required to go to the vow renewal party because it was the finale episode. So that one you can't blame on Kyle. But I do agree with you. I've been liking Kyle less and less. I don't hate her, but I hate Faye, but I've been liking her less and less, or it's harder and harder to defend her actions.
So, Penelope, what's really rubbed you the wrong way about Kyle this season?
I think I've thought this for a while. I think Kyle is not a real friend to Lisa because I think she has become jealous of Lisa.
Hmm. Interesting.
And I think that's really where...
Or jealous of Brandy because of Brandy's friendship with Lisa, like she's been replaced?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with Brandy. I think when... You know, the ladies keep coming back to this whole attack from Adrian on Lisa. They all knew about that in advance, and nobody said anything to Lisa, and I believe Kyle knew about it as well. I think Kyle is jealous of the fact that Lisa now has a spinoff show.
Hmm.
Lisa is now on Dancing with the Stars. Mm. Lisa's dog is popular. Everybody's still falling in love with Lisa.
But, you know, everybody knew about that whole Lisa ambush, and nobody stepped up to it.
Mm.
Everybody
exactly.
knew. Camille knew, yeah. Kyle knew, Brandy knew. Even Brandy knew because Brandy was asked to join the gang.
And to boot, Kyle has never given a genuine apology. She has never supplicated herself and said, you know what, you're right. I was wrong. I should not, as a friend, treated you that way or watched you, you know, be ambushed and say nothing. She's never really genuinely taken ownership for that.
That's why we
can't move on.
I totally agree with you there. I don't think we've ever seen a genuine apology from Kyle when it relates to her sister, when it relates to Lisa. I don't think we've ever seen it.
But, you know, we see Kyle on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and then we see her on Watch What Happens Live, and she has this, like, intimate conversation with Andy, like this one-on-one, and she's a complete different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like... You know, yes, I don't think that Kyle is all innocent and in the clear, but I don't think that she's as horrible, I guess, as the show is making her out to be, because mm-hmm. I feel like she has great explanations for when Andy asks her about certain heinous things that we think that she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, but when Andy asks her, think about it, she's had time to think about a past action.
Okay.
When we see her on the show, she's in the moment.
Right.
Well, can I ask, did you meet Kyle when you were at the store, or was that just Giselle?
Just Giselle.
Okay, well, I will tell you, Penelope, that I met Kyle once at her store, and Giselle met Kyle, and I will say in person, she's very, very nice, and I...
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the power of editing or just being thrown into a shark tank with a bunch of drama and women that brings out this side of her. But I do think that she, like, I think she's a people pleaser. Like, I notice in her also that same thing of she tries to please people. And so she changes the way she talks to different people. And I think that's why some people don't like her, because it doesn't seem genuine.
And I'm sorry to keep referencing back to Watch What Happens Live, but Dr. V was on the show with Andy and Kyle last night. And Dr. V basically diagnosed her as you're a child adult, or was it?
Yes, an adult child. And basically that because of your need to avoid conflict, that's what's creating the conflict.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that you're really at the root of the conflict by your avoidance
and
of being in the center of it.
That couldn't be further from the truth when it comes to Kyle. Wow.
And it's also because she had to take that grown-up role at such a young age because her sister Kim.
Yeah, Dr. V said what I saw, and this is, thank you, at Texas Sarah for tweeting me this. Dr. V said, what I saw tonight is someone who's avoiding conflict so much that you end up creating it.
Mm. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
I could see the child thing because one of the first things I noticed about her is out of all the women on the show, she's the only one who absolutely positively did not have anything of her own. All the other women had something going on or had a career at some point that was successful or whatever. And I personally think that's why Kyle was jealous of Lisa. Lisa, you know, has businesses, even though she runs them with her husband, she very much is involved. And now Kyle, maybe she'll act better now that she has her store.
But here, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I mean, do we think that, like, at any point she chose not to have that? Maybe she
It sounds like she chose because she waited until Portia was in school to start the store.
I think she chose to be a mom. She chose to raise her kids, you know?
I think that, personally, I think if you're raising the number of children that she has, that is a full-time job. Even if she had one child, that is a full-time job, and I think she should have been happy with that choice. But I think being on the show, she's looking around, and it's a case of believing that the grass is greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. And my philosophy is, the grass on the other side is not greener. It just has brown spots in different places.
You need to water.
So where do you want your brown spot?
Well, you need to water your own grass. That's the solution to that. Water your grass. But
I think that's it. But yeah, Kyle, I could see how she would be personable in person. But I have a feeling it's hard for her when relationships become deeper.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
Well, thank you so much, Penelope, for calling in. We like your feedback on that.
Thank you so much.
No
Penelope.
Problem.
Thank you.
And I love all you guys.
Thank you.
I do agree with her on liking Kyle less and less as the seasons progress. But the thing is, I never hate Kyle because there's always someone else that I hate more than her. And, like, the first season it was Camille. Second season, I don't remember, but third season it's definitely Adrian and Faye.
All right, well, let's move this pony on. Faye. Let's talk about Faye. Ugh. So, Faye was a big point of contention at this event, at this party. What do you guys think about her pulling Lisa? Now, obviously, we've just talked about the fact that we knew that she had to be there because it was the season finale. So, that aside, what do you guys think about her pulling Lisa aside and accusing Lisa, you know, of basically being responsible for Brandy's actions?
She is not a lady. You do not pull a hostess aside at her own party and insult her.
It cut to them talking. I don't know if Faye pulled her aside or if Lisa pulled her aside.
Whoever pulled Faye aside, you don't insult.
This is not the place for it. I'm not going to say that to you. This is your party. I'm in your home. Okay.
But we are talking about Faye Resnick here. She's the best friend of Nicole Brown Simpson. She's the one that did something so disgusting. Are we that surprised? When the host, it doesn't matter if we're at somebody's restaurant or inside a car, if somebody's saying to you, you are insulting me, and you continue to, like, continually insult that person, something is not registering in her head. Lisa is telling her, you are insulting me, and Faye's like, no, I'm not. And she's like, yes, you are. Something is wrong with Faye. Faye definitely has something out for Brandy. It is what it is.
Or do you think her loyalties are so aligned with Adrian that...
I don't think it's necessarily that her loyalty is so aligned. I think she just wants to be up in the business, and I think that she wants to take Brandy down one way or another.
She hates Brandy. It's really...
And Brandy is so right. Brandy is like, why are you obsessed with me? I don't even know you. I don't even know your last name, like, or whatever last name you have. And was like, why do you care so much about me? And I agree. They barely know each other. Yet Faye has, like, continually attacked her just based off what she's heard. And that's what I find so disrespectful, is if you're going to hate on someone, at least get to know them and form your own judgments about them and then hate them. Don't hate them because of what you've heard other people have said about them.
Well, and I agree, because Brandy made a really good point. She said everything that Faye has had to say about her, it's been about an event that Faye hasn't attended. She hasn't been there, you know? And we can talk about the whole Brandy hooking up with somebody at the white party. We can get to that. But that's a really good point. She's bringing up all these different instances and these different moments, but you weren't there.
So what if Brandy hooked up with a guy in Portia's bathroom? If Kyle didn't care, Faye shouldn't care. It's not like Kyle made a big stink about it, like, oh my god, you hooked up in my 4-year-old's bathroom at my party. She never once said a word. It wasn't until Faye said something, so whatever.
Well, you know what's funny about this whole hooking up thing? At first it went from, oh my god, Faye was accusing Brandy of hooking up with somebody in Kyle's bathroom to, no, I didn't do that. Or did you see that? No, nobody saw. Then it went to, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. So it was like, it just went from, you know,
it went from
denial to, well, you didn't see it, to it was 1 in the morning. So right. It clearly happened.
Made a statement saying, I did not have naked sex. So I don't know what that means.
I think she said she was making out.
She had clothed sex.
She was making out.
She was doing a little bump and grind with the clothes on. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Did you feel that maybe Kyle, was it the appropriate time for Kyle to defend Lisa when she walked up to that situation, to defuse that situation?
That was the perfect time. And just like Lisa said, you know, like, okay, Kyle, here's your moment to defend me. And she didn't take it. Kyle literally stood there and she just kind of was an innocent bystander. She listened. She didn't really open up her mouth that much until the very end. And she didn't defend Lisa. She didn't.
But I think that goes back to Kyle just avoiding conflict. I mean, every woman from the show is there. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, it's just not in her nature to jump in the middle of it and be the hero. Especially with somebody like Lisa, who she knows Lisa can stand up for herself, you know, and take care of it. It's Lisa's home. But absolutely, based on their previous conversation, this was Kyle's chance to really show Lisa, like, I'm your great friend now. Here I go. And she didn't take it.
Can I just say something? And I know we're going to talk about the reunion, especially next week. But the whole Kyle not defending Lisa, Lisa insinuating that once that Kyle makes friends with these wives to have Mauricio sell their home, and once the business is done, the contract is over, she is no longer friends with them. I don't agree with that, actually.
I don't agree with that
either. And a lot of people tweeted me and they were like, oh, no, she's like, did this to get Adrian's business. She did this to get Camille's business. This is a pattern. That's what Lisa was saying. I don't think it's that. I really don't. Maybe she starts the friendships or try, like, to get the business, or an additional benefit of being friends with these women is to get the business. But I don't think that she ends the friendship the second the house is sold. I think that, like, other things happened. And I just, I thought that that was, I know that Lisa is hurt, but I thought that that was low to insinuate that, because I don't agree. I don't think that that is Kyle's motives. Well, I think she just doesn't want to, she wants to avoid conflict.
It's funny that you say that, because I read all the ladies' blogs, and from Brandy's blog, which was posted today, quote unquote, it says, I think Lisa was right on when she said Kyle and Mauricio became close to Adrian just to get the listing on the house. The house is sold and they don't speak anymore. Speaks for itself. The time to be there for a friend is through their divorce and breakup, and they weren't. I'm not saying it's true, and I don't necessarily agree with it, but I don't know.
I think maybe she becomes friends with these women or takes them out more, or the couples hang out more to get the listing, but I don't think she's like, oh, listing done, because what's the point of that? Like, they could... They're gonna have more houses to sell in the future. So if anything, it would be beneficial for them to stay friends. I don't think that she ends the friendship the second the house is sold. I don't think she's that type of person.
I think
maybe
there was a
Penelope,
moment
too. Our listener, you know, has some feelings on this, but I just don't think that's her motive.
I feel like there was a moment in season one, sorry to go back to season one, but where she did comment when there was a lot of strife with Camille,
right,
where she was like, you know, this is my husband's client, so I need to walk a line.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I definitely don't think that she's just dropping people.
I agree. I don't think she's exclusively seeking out these friendships with these women just for, oh, okay, this could be a potential client for my husband. And I don't think that at all. I don't. But it's interesting to see how much Kyle really stood up for Adrian throughout this season, and to know the truth now that they don't speak anymore. So I think that's interesting, and I wish I knew more backstory behind that. But
who knows how?
I think,
like,
Adrian's
they were
going
before.
Down a deep end, and like dating Sean Stewart and doing all these weird things. I think, I don't know, maybe the wives just want to. And I think the wives lost respect for her after they all said in the reunion, you know, she should have shown up, and you know, we all had to defend her throughout the season because she wasn't there to defend herself, and I think that was annoying to them. So I think that's why the friendship ended. Not because of the house, just because she doesn't respect Adrian and the way she dealt with everything.
How did you guys feel about Kim demanding Kyle to really put her...
Acknowledge her hurt.
So this is where my Twitter followers and I disagreed, because I kept saying, why is Kim making a big deal about this? Didn't Kim and Brandy make up in Paris? Like, why is she bringing this up again? This is kind of weird. It kind of reminds me Taylor being like, me. But then all my Twitter followers were like, that's not her point. Her point was...
her sister.
You know, why are you backing up Adrian so much and making it all about Adrian? Like, she did the same thing to me and, like,
exactly.
prioritizing. Yeah. Right. I see that, but I still thought... the only thing is, Kim can't handle her emotion. It's 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. She's, like, calm, and then she's crazy.
Yeah.
That I think I'm like, whoa, why are you reacting that strongly?
I mean, she's still recovering.
They have so many unresolved issues, I think, Kim and Kyle together. Yeah. So when something comes up like that, I think she just latches onto it in a way where we're like, what is going on? Where did that come from?
I also think at the end of the day, because Kim is going through her sobriety and, you know, it's all about trust and regaining people's trust, I think at the end of the day, she was just looking for someone to acknowledge her feelings. And for her sister to acknowledge her feelings.
Yeah.
And in that moment when Kyle was basically telling this guy the whole backstory of Adrian and Brandy, when Kim didn't come up in that, she's like, well, wait a minute. You're talking about this person and, you know, you're giving him the backstory. Well, where's my backstory? And I got where she was coming from, even though her and Brandy are in a good place now and they've made up. I saw it as, you're my sister, and the very least you could do is acknowledge my feelings throughout this. And hearing her retell the story to a stranger, or not necessarily a stranger, but you know what I mean, I think that's where she broke down a little bit. So I understood it. It made sense to me. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think the Valerie Knowles was really, really sweet. I thought that was, like, we really have to acknowledge that, because that's what
that
this
was very, very
was supposed to be about.
I know. Like, after all of this, you know, Ken and Lisa, 30 years, they renewed their vows.
I know, poor Lisa upstairs, but, having to get the sweet pep talk from Brandy.
Okay, that was the best pep talk I have ever seen.
He's going to die.
Like, she was like, if you don't get up there, I'm going to do it. He's going to die soon. And I thought, you know what? Brandy is such a good friend, and I love that friendship. Because, like, I love that friendship.
That was
sweet.
And
I thought that, like, the vow renewal was so sweet, and him holding Jiggy the whole time.
They are in love.
I've seen the pictures of her when she was 21
I didn't know she got married to him when she was 21.
Wait, but does that mean... I could just Google it right now, but does that mean she's only 51? Because I feel like she looks older than
that. I feel like that's a little bit too much.
I feel like she looks older than that, though. Maybe she just isn't aging.
I feel like sometimes
she
carries her body a little bit older when she kind of walks, but
I think that actually makes sense.
I think if you Google it, it'll say she's 49.
Makes sense. Because remember,
maybe not 51,
she's
50s.
52.
Oh, okay.
And she was probably 51 when it was filmed.
Yeah, that makes sense. Her age makes total sense. And I think she looks good for her age, no?
Okay.
Yeah.
She's only a couple years different from Yolanda. I think they look kind of different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought she was older, but anyways, I love her.
Speaking of Yolanda, let's talk about
the reunion, sweetheart.
What?
What was that, honey?
Are you doing the Yolanda?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, you're like totally back off the Yolanda bandwagon.
No,
I can totally
tell. It's not that I'm off the Yolanda wagon. I just kind of felt like she like her gloves were on in the reunion
show.
They
had to be because they were all attacking her.
I understand that, but don't come in like acting like you don't know what's going to go down. And she's like, I never saw the show before I came on. And then, you know, she throws people under the bus as much as everyone else does. And I'm just saying, if you're going to do that, own up to it. And I don't think grown-ass women should be calling each other sweeties or sweethearts when they're having a confrontation. That was my going back to Yolanda being a little condescending in the beginning. If it's a Dutch thing, shut up with your fucking excuse being from a different country, because that was a little rude and it was just too much.
Can I just say she also just like, I kept being like dug the hole deeper and deeper when she was talking about the comment of her daughter like being a lesbian and about telling the guy to learn English. She just like dug that hole deeper because then she was like, you know, it's a choice. And he was like, actually, it's not a choice, but I'll hold up for another time. And I was like, oh, shit.
Well, Here's actually what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to just briefly bring up Taylor and her loyalty and her friendship to David's ex-wife, mm-hmm. Linda Thompson. What did you think about that?
If Linda has no problem with Yolanda, then Taylor should have no problem with Yolanda. That's what I thought was so weird. Is like, Linda was like totally fine when they saw each other. She was totally fine when she saw David. So why does Taylor still feel the need to like make it an issue? And I think when Taylor realized it was no longer an issue, at least she owned up to it. I will say that. She owned up to it at the reunion and she apologized. Yep. And that's how it's done. Yeah. But I did think it was weird that she made an issue.
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, we have a caller? Hello?
Oh, I just called and went straight through. I didn't realize.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you? Who are we speaking to?
My name's Ray. I'm from Brooklyn.
Hey. Brooklyn. BK in the house. What's up?
Hi, you guys. I've actually been waiting for you guys because I need to talk to somebody about this. I'm with you, Susan. I think I'm kind of backsliding off the Yolanda train.
What? See? New York in the house. Wait, why? What's your reason?
Pardon? I can't hear you.
Oh, what are your reasons?
Oh, well, and I think I called you while you guys were about to talk about Taylor, so my apologies for interrupting.
No, it's okay.
So Yolanda, I found her weirdly aggressive toward the end of the finale episode.
Yeah.
I just thought her conversation with Marissa was strange about Adrian. Mm-hmm. It was like truth, but I just felt like she was, you know, instigating a little bit. But like you said, her explanations for her comments, she laughed. Did you see that? She just laughed when Andy says, mm-hmm. oh, what about thinking that your daughter might be gay because yeah. she plays volleyball?
That's what I said. She just like
burst into nervous laughter. Like, dude, what are you doing? And it sort of just reminded me how obnoxious she was initially. But and I know that you guys haven't gotten to that point yet. But when the Richard sisters, you know, start arguing with her toward the end, I think she was lying. And
she was lying.
Lisa knew she was lying.
Yeah.
I think Lisa she was like, I don't believe it. I was like, yeah, Lisa wants to win this reunion and, like, punish Kyle. So she's going to try and make Kyle look like a liar. But I really do think that Yolanda said the full of ish comment.
I think she
did say that in Paris.
Yeah, she
kind
of had a lot of detail. That's
she had too much
statements. Yeah,
and I think if they were lying, they both wouldn't have reacted so bigly. I think they, like, especially Kyle would have just rolled her eyes and been like, "Yeah, whatever." But
and you just made a point.
Angry.
You just said something about Lisa punishing Kyle. Do we kind of feel that this whole season was Lisa kind of punishing Kyle? For not
totally.
Defending her. Yes, I think
totally.
That Kyle should.
At least towards the end when she realized
sure.
that Kyle was, like, once she gave Kyle numerous opportunities
to
defend
her
and mm-hmm. she didn't.
Yeah, agree.
Well, I also, I'm a huge fan. I love this stuff. So I was reading the blog and Kyle said that prior to the filming of last season's reunion, Lisa and her had an argument off air. Mm-hmm. That she wasn't going to bring up at the reunion because it happened after they finished filming. So she was feeling tense, like there was a tension in their relationship already, which is why she wasn't ready to defend Lisa so readily at the reunion. And so she says that that's a thing that she and Lisa don't talk about on air, so it doesn't look like we're getting Kyle's full story. I mean, I'm still Team Lisa always. She's literally the light of my life. But, you know, I think that Kyle isn't getting a fair shake. And I think because Brandy's so likable and because Lisa and Brandy have such a likable bond, we are kind of, the editing kind of is skewing in their favor. I mean, if you look at Twitter, everybody's saying, don't bring back Faye. I will stop watching. So, like, the editors are not going to sort of portray Faye's story, not that there might be a good one, but, like, Faye's story in a positive light. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I just have to ask you about Yolanda. The reason why I still really like her is mm-hmm. because I think that she's genuine, and I think that she like she goes to someone's face and talks them face to face when she has an issue. You saw her do with Taylor, and I respect that about her, and I think I respected her. You know, she said, "Who is Adrian Maloof in this world?" And that was the first Yolanda line where I went from not liking her to starting to like her again. So I just have to say, like,
and I agree with that, but I do like she was super aggressive, and everybody is somebody in this world, so that's kind of right. You know, that's a little. Yes, Adrian was acting like a total bitch, but to say who is she in this, everybody's somebody. So for Yolanda to be super classy or to carry herself however she wants to carry, everybody is somebody. So for her, that's a little tacky for Yolanda to say something like that. You know,
I actually thought that was funny. I think it was the perfect thing to say to Brandy, who was like in crisis.
Yeah,
you know, at that time. But I do agree that I do think that. I don't know. I won't say that I dislike her. I just am finding it harder to be on her side when you sort of remember her in the totality of the whole season.
That's exactly where I am with you.
I think I forgot the beginning. Moment. Yeah, I think I forgot the beginning, and it wasn't until she started bringing up the lesbian comment and the speaking English comment again that I was like,
And the thing is, and she was like, you know, it's out of love. Listen, babe, when you came here, you had somewhere to live. I'm pretty sure your lifestyle and their lifestyle was a little bit different.
Completely different.
Yeah, and she was able to learn English. She probably had a private tutor. For her to tell somebody to learn English, That's out of line, period. And we've already discussed this before. If she said that to me, I would punch her.
Okay. I hate to end this, but we are running out of time.
Call again next week. I love you.
Sorry, guys.
Especially because you agree with me.
We would love it if you call in next week, because we're going to break down both reunion shows next week. So please call in next week.
All right. Have a great night, guys.
Awesome.
Bye,
thank you.
Bye, Brooklyn.
All right. Well, we ran out of time, you guys. There's lots more to talk about next week. We're going to cover both reunion specials.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much.
Our special caller will call in next week.
Yes. Or maybe even come in.
The call-in numbers, or maybe even come in. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes. Hopefully we will bring our special caller either in person or they will call into the show. But we got so much more to talk about next week. So let's just keep all this momentum. I don't have any news and gossip or predictions because there was just so much to talk about. So let's just go around the room really
just quickly. The women shot a movie and Brandy spilled the beans. They shot a scene in a movie, all the Real Housewives, and Brandy spilled the beans on a Google chat. But anyways, and she was like, I don't know if I was supposed to say that. And you probably weren't supposed to say that.
Well, go around the table really quick. Where can we find you?
Please follow me at It's Susan Hahn on Twitter, Instagram, and Soundtracking.
You can follow me at Natalie77 on Twitter.
I don't know what Soundtracking is. So I'm going to go look that up, but
look it
you
up.
Can follow me at Mari Fagel.
And you can follow me, Deanna Vaughn, at GoToGirlTV. That's G-O, the number 2, Girl TV. We will see you guys next week for a very, very juicy
two-part
recap of the reunion special for The Housewives. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Don't forget to rate us.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, like, buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.